there's a huge network of instruments set up on mountains across Alaska. They're supposed to detect rumblings and explosions from dozens of volcanoes around the state. The idea is to make sure planes don't fly through clouds of volcanic ash. And as Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the system is getting an upgrade.
Trust me, you really, really don't want your plane to fly through a cloud of volcanic ash. It happened once in the 80s in Alaska. A 747 was on its way to Japan when it flew into an ash cloud that had drifted more than 100 miles from Mount Redoubt. Here's a crew member talking with air traffic control as all four of the plane's engines cut out. The plane was carrying 250 people. It lost half its elevation before pilots could restart the engines and land in Anchorage. The city has one of the nation's busiest cargo airports. Today, pilots depend on the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which is a partnership between the state and federal governments and University of Alaska Fairbanks. The observatory buries instruments called seismometers on the sides of volcanoes. They measure rumblings and explosions and send data by radio. Scientists then use the data to help issue forecasts and warnings. Except the system still depends on old-school equipment. Tom Murray oversees the Volcano Observatory for the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was designed when it was copper phone connections in between the houses, and there was no such thing as the digital world that we live in. So it's obsolete, to say the least. It was obsolete 20 years ago, and it's more obsolete now.
Murray says that presents all kinds of limitations. The old equipment transmits noise, like the static you hear if you have fuzzy reception. It's bad at picking up more than one type of vibration, which makes it hard to detect both tiny movements and big explosions. Now the system is getting an overhaul. Earlier this year, Congress budgeted $12 million for upgrades. Over the next few years, the obsolete equipment is going to be replaced by a modern digital system. Murray describes it with an orchestra analogy.
Our current system, you might say, is really good for the viola section. Violins, you know, a little, but that gets kind of high and you can't hear that very well. And then the bass you forget about completely.
He says the new system will capture all the instruments at different volumes.
So not only do you get the entire orchestra, but you can hear it when it's just playing a little tiny, little very quiet piece, but also when it's going full blast.
Switching to digital transmission will help scientists block out noise from their seismic readings and give them more confidence in their forecasts. With the old system, uncertainty about the data could force the observatory to issue more cautious warnings. Planes would have to avoid a larger area or avoid it for longer. Murray says the new digital transmission equipment will also make it easier to pair the observatory's seismic equipment with webcams and other instruments. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.